Simon Chilamid Sif Vav. I said, Madurli Aletis, Kol Shlashim Yom. We can make a fire to warm her. They would make a Madur with an open fire. And this is all 30 days. I feel the Tchubas Tamas, even though it's the summertime, it's possible because of the weakness, the loss of blood, etc., that a woman would need in that situation the warmth, even in the summertime. If other people can benefit from this action, we'll see what we said before. So let's see Mishra over there. Mishra over here, I'm sorry. Madura is Sivkat and Chav. So nowadays we would do it, they would heat up the oven. Okay, call Lamed Yom. So this heter of Lamed Yom, Imesh L'Tzartzino, if she's complaining that she feels cold. The Sirle, the Shulchan Aruch holds, the Yesh Sakana L'Chaya Kol Lamed Yom B'Tzino. Even though we said in regards to other issues, after 7 days, we do not consider her to be considered automatically in danger, but we give her a din of a chalash ein bo sakana. But regards to becoming cold, we consider her in a situation of sakana, and therefore the fikach im yefshar ayadei abigilulim asin ayadei Yisrael. So. If we have an option of a goy, we should use an option of a goy. If we don't have an option of a goy, we should do it. Yisrael should do it. The shar chaylo, ayre en Yehudi is mutter, afilo lein sakana, im sorak la madura. So, by other chaylim, so, if it's a chaylo, shein vasakana, ayre yakim is mutter, even though it's a mirror on the rice, so we said for the purpose of a chaylo, a mirror on the rice is mutter. Leyesh sakana, im armor, shetzorak, mutter, fil ayre Yisrael, bishi afshir, be'en Yehudi. Okay. Fine. My be relocha the hevesi das harbek dalar mishanim she serpent the chaya achar shiva din linyan of dura kan gaim pika shachar l'shem b'zakar. This shita that the shachar presents over here, that even though we give her din of chal l'shem b'zakar in regards to the issues of cold, we give her din of chal l'shem b'zakar. Many mishanim disagree with that. That we do not give her a din of a chayla sheish b'sakana, even in regards to the issues of cold. Ayyadei Akum is going to be mutter, but not Ayyadei Akum, but Ayyadei So would be usher to do it, because it's only chayla sheish b'sakana. Obviously, if the doctor is there and the doctor is saying that there's a sakana, so you listen to the doctor. Now, regards to the issue of Madura, of whether it's Mutter L'Cherem or not, which he said, take a look back before in Reish Ayin Vav, the rule is once it's Mutter to do the Malacha, the Tzarech, the Chayla, so other Yisraelim can benefit from it. Excuse me one second. Okay, it's mutter to for other Yisraelim to benefit from it, unless sweet. I really can't talk loudly. If you can't hear, you just can't hear. I'm sorry. I cannot. Please don't ask me to repeat. Okay. The only time we say it's a problem of another Yisrael benefiting from the action which you're doing, the tzarech, the chayla, which is mutter, is if we're worried about the potential of ribui, that we're afraid that if you're going to you would add extra on because of somebody else. So in regards to the Madura, that the push-up shot would be that there's no reason to say that you're going to make a larger fire because there's other people, and therefore it would be mutter for other people to benefit from the fire as well. But the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion which says over there, by the case of Madura, when a goy is lighting it, so we're afraid that he'll be marba bishvil the other Yisrael, because the larger madura, it's easier for more people to sit. The larger the madura is, so in a case where if it's ayira Yisrael, we're not cautious with that concern. The case where Ayyad Akum, the concern of Shem Yarbi Shiloh is a chashash by a goy, when the goy lights it. When Yisrael lights it, we don't have that concern. So when the goy lights it, so he's lighting a Nair, we said Nair Lech and Nair Lemea, that's a fair Shagamora. But the case of Madura, the first sheet in Shulchan Aruch holds it's the same thing, and there's no problem. And the second sheet that holds, there's a Gzer Shem Yarbi Shiloh, and therefore, in a case where the second Jew is not known to the goy at all, and the goy would have no motivation at all to help the second Jew, so then there's no gezeira of Shem Yarbi Bishula. That's what he said before back in Reish Ayin Vav, that that's how we deal with the chashash of Madura. So practically, we don't really have a modern version of this. You know, the case would be the modern version of this. You ask the goy, it's cold in the house, and the chayla is in the house, and we need the goy to turn on the heat because of the chayla. There's no chashash here nowadays. The chashash of Shem Yarbi Bishula would not really apply. So other people could benefit from the warmth as well. Okay. Siv Zion. So now we move from the mother to the child. Havlad Shenoilad, the child who was just born on Shabbos. Oshinlo Kol Tzurachov. We're going to take care of all of his needs. And the Shulchan Aruch explains. Umarchitzen Osoy, they would wash the child. Umochon Osoy, they would do some type of process of rubbing like a salt compound onto the skin to strengthen the skin of the child. V'tomen Hashilya, and they would take the placenta, and they would. There was some connection between taking the placenta, keeping it in a warm place, and helping the child warm as well. Exactly how it works, I don't know. It was derech skula. It wasn't the physical, but it was a known skula. So therefore, if it works, it works. Kesheyochem avlad v'chetken es atabur. We cut. The umbilical cord. Now, v'hani mila b'nerla the test of the Zion. This is talking about a child which is viable. The child is born after 9 months or after 7 months. Avonerla the ches, the child which is born, and after 8 months, which the Gemara says that a nerla the ches cannot live. The person say nowadays that we don't. Nowadays, with our medical advances, even nerla the ches can live, but. Bizman Chazal, another Ches could not live. Or even a Sava ben Zion ben Ches, a Mechal and a love. Alim Ken Gomro Saru Betzipornov. There's a Metzias of a ben Zion which came out after it would, which would be completed and then stay in the Rechem for a while and then come out. So that even though it comes out at the same time as a ben Ches, but really it's a ben Zion. So how can you tell? If it's Gomer Sarvati Pornov, that the hair has developed and the nails have developed, so then we that indicates that the child is a full child, and therefore you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for it. But a case where it's a Suffolk Ben Zion, then we're not Mechal. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with. We have a general rule that Safek Nefashis, we're going to be Mekel and be Mechal Shabbos, because maybe the child is a viable child and save its life. Why do we say over here that Safek, you're not Mekel, and we don't save the life of the child, and we don't take care of its needs? So Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about that, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Lachem. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah, also the Kol Tzurachim Chapeis, Hanok Ha, the Mavor Lekamei. So Kol Tzurachim is what, as the Shulchan Aruch continues. Umarchitzen Osoy. Eden Lefi HaSeder HaMavur B'Shas. The Shulchan Aruch presents it over here in the order that it presents it. It's not the order that it actually happens. as the Gemara explains. Umapik mikra, and the Gemara learns it out from a posik. Sham isa, the Gemara says, the chait kana tabur, achakak rechson is say, at first you would cut the middle card, and then afterwards you would be rechit the child. Okay, because the Rambam perek beis mehilchos Shabbos. Veda. The mimash hebe magen rom b'shem atosus muchach. Magen rom quotes says the ein oisim malacha the raisa b'shul dvarim elu. The ein b'minyasim sakana el tzar ba'alma. Tosus seems to say that these things of mimarchitz and mimaleach etc. are not issues of sakana. They're just they're beneficial for the child. So we're going to allow. These things, we're going to do these things, but not malachas deraisa. If not, they're not sakan, and therefore there's no heter malachas deraisa to be involved in them. Now, Tosfos lumps it all together, which means according to Tosfos, Tosfos would seem to understand that cutting the tabur is not a sakan. The lack of cutting the tabur is not a sakan. And Mishabur is going to point out that that's really many rishonim disagree with that, but he's going to point this out. Now it comes out. He doesn't have a knife to cut the umbilical cord. The only way he can get it is by doing malach with the raisa. So you cannot bring the knife. You'd have to just tie it off for now and cut it after Shabbos. Wooden b'shari devar hamis korim mekan. And that'll be true in regards to the other things over here that we cannot do malacha deraisa for that purpose. But the Rialacha brought that there are many Rishonim who say you can do malacha deraisa for the purpose of cutting the umbilical cord. Because there's a sakana if you don't. Val kaponim. And he would argue that the other things over here also are necessary on the right sakana level, and therefore the malach of the right is much for them. And therefore, v'akuponim lavi ayyadei en yehudi olahachim chem ayyadei lirchit of lad b'varei mutter. And therefore, that much for sure, we're going to be samech to have a goy do it, even though it's a malach of the right, so we can have a goy do it. That for sure is going to be mutter. Okay. So Rashi says that the purpose of this act of malicha, it would strengthen the skin. Rashi said the malicha tia b'melach, they would actually use salt. Pirsha mishra the Raman kosev anosin alav avak ahadas adai malay became mashu ba'orich erich laf ayin shom. The Rambam would seem to say that this lashon molchon so is lav dafka with basalt. If they would use, they would make a compound out of crushed hadassim, and they would rub that on his skin. Okay, but tell them b'shilya, they can take the shilya and submerge it. Lo b'karka, you can't do it to put it into the ground. B'shum zed l'kuliyam lo b'chalin in Shabbata. So you can't dig a hole in the ground. That's malacha deraisa of chayfer, of charesh. Ela ka choyim min hagam kishachal b'shabbos ashiris taimnin oisa b'svalim shal shemen. They would take a container made of oil and they would submerge it into the oil. B'svalim shal tzemer, or if they had pieces of little. Small pieces of wool, which woolen cloth, which has been chopped up into a lot of fine pieces, you'd have a pile of that. They would take the shilya and they would cover it over with that. Menias b'muchin or b'teven, they would use not of tzemer but of other materials or straw. V'chol ela v'latotnos some arutz, but in the weekdays the standard was to put into the ground. They were able to do this through a skula, a metaphysical process. Okay. And then they would cut the tabor. Achar shekershon is after they tie it off. He feels that the cutting of the tabor is only the rabbanon, so therefore there's no malacha the rice involved in cutting. Once you've tied it off, it's not chai anymore, and therefore cutting it off is not considered a malacha. There's no chayvel involved in it on the rice level. Sefer Kavis the Rambam Kosev B'Shem Sefer Shoshana Medavid Shechich the Yesh B'Zeisur the Raisa Rachalcha Mutar Ein Shem. So the Rambam holds the Raisa, but it's a sakana, and therefore it's mutter to do the malach of the Raisa because of the sakana. Whereas according to Magen Avraham, this halach is mutter even according to Tosis, because it's only the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan they were mounted the Tzarech Latinik. Okay. Then he said, if it's born after 8 months, the vadi l'chai, that's not considered a chayim. Or, in case if it's a sofik, it's a mechalin, chavtes. The kibbutz, the mesafkalon, im hoya ben kayama me'olam, we have no knowledge whether this child, this vlad was viable ever. L'chai mechalinim, that situation, we're not mechalil Shabbos. In Sifhei, we said that in the case of the mother we will carry the sack and derech rishus harabim to cut the mother open to get the vlad out, while the vlad wasn't a ben kayoma yet. So why are you mechal Shabbos? For the mother, you understand why you're mechalal Shabbos. She has a cheskes of chayim, etc. But you're saying over here that this child was never established that he's a viable child. You're not mechalal Shabbos. So why are we saying over here that you're allowed to carry the sack? And so the case was over there. We knew that the child was a full-term child. We were aware of the calculation of the terms. But over here, it's a sofik. Whether he ever was a viable child, you're not mechalal Shabbos, me sofik. But then he sends you to the Bir Halacha on this issue, do we say in a situation of suffolk we're not mechalal Shabbos? Let's finish off the Shabbos and we'll take a look at the Bir Halacha. So, in the case of suffolk, you're not mechalal unless it's gomer sar v'tziporniv. So it's referring to the Ben Ches. It was born, even though it was born after 8 months, we say really it was a Ben Zion which stayed in the mother's afterwards. The Gemara says that a Ben Ches has a din like a we'll see in the next sif, has a din like a Evan, we don't even move it. So Gomer Sarai is enough to allow us to move the child. With regards to Chilul Shabbos, in a case where Halacha would not allow you to Mechal, the fact that it's Gomer Sarai is not enough of a simon to allow us to Mechal Shabbos. Okay. What's your question, Svi? Yeah. So the Bir Halacha starts on page 342, towards the bottom. Saba Ben Zion. Um, Okay, let's just, I guess, just read from the beginning. Din zehetek mechaber meyatur kfi anira hu kamoshikos ves Yosef the mekara whom he had the Shabbos kuflamet hey b'braisa. The source is this braisa ben Shiva mechal in a love ben ches ein mechal in a love Saba ben Zion or ben ches ein mechal in ben ches reo keevan v'chulu. Mefarish atur the kavanas of braisa the yin chilul Shabbos mamish l'rapoisa l'ach Yosef, discussing the needs of the child. The Imam refers to Brisa, the Marilyn Lamoila B'Shabbos. The question over here is not regards to, if you were to learn the Brisa, the question is not regards to taking care of the needs of the child, but the question is regards to doing a Mila. Lohoyim Adayik Mizad, Dein Mechalon, you had no Raya regards to whether your Mechal Shabbos got to be taking care of the needs of the child. It's a separate sugya. Meal, you don't do misafik, but normally chilul misafik, you do. To save, k'kamelon nafel gal safik chay safik meis mafakin. So therefore, the Torah understands the brayse is not discussing whether you do the issue of mila, whether the topic of the brayse is whether you do mila on Shabbos and a bit safik ben zayin pen ches. Rather, the issue is the Brice is directly discussing the issues of being Mechal Shabbos, the Tzarech of the Tinnik. Because if the discussion is Mila, and you're saying, oh, well, if you see you're not Mechal, you don't do Mila, it's a Raya that he's not really a viable child. And if you can't do Chilul, it's a Raya. Maybe Mila you don't do Misafik. But Chilul, for the purposes of the needs of the child, you do Misafik. Like we see in general, that's the rule. So, Masir the Brice is directly addressing the issues of Chilul, not the issues of Mila. Zat Mishabur, I have a problem. Chlor HaLebi Gemara, Shom Muchach, that Brice, Mila Koi. We can't pierce Rashi Shom. If you look at the Gemara there and you look at Rashi, you see the topic of the Brice is Mila. So then, this whole din of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch has no source. Because you see that, yeah, the case of a child, which is a Safek Ben Zayin Menches, you can't do Mila on Shabbos, Misafik. You can't say, well, listen, well, maybe it's a Ben Zayin, it's a viable child, and therefore it was born on last Shabbos, now this Shabbos is the eighth day, let's do the Mila. That's true, but maybe it's a Ben Ches, and therefore you can't do the Mila, because there's no mitzvah Mila on a Ben Ches. So that's how you could learn the Braisa, and that's how actually the Gemara, from the Gemara's Masha, that's the topic of the Braisa, but the din of the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you're not Mechal Shabbos, Misafik, will no longer be true. This would be like any Safik. Misafik, maybe the child is viable, you're Mechal Shabbos to save the child. Where is this din that the Shulchan Aruch is learning out that there's no din of Chilul Shabbos to protect the child from a brayso which is discussing Mila? V'yesh l'armah d'gamatur moida l'zeh, that the discussion of whether there's Mila ela disturbing the brayso kolel l'shneim, the brayso is referring to both the issues of Mila and the general issues of Chilul Shabbos for the needs of the child. And then he brings a diak over there in the Lashon. Okay. Then he goes to the Gemara, which I don't want to get involved in. In the next page, second line in the Bir Locha, end of the line. Okay, Medibir Rambam Shlohetik Din Zer Rak Behilchas Mila. Masha the server the price is Raklin Yin Mila Misnaya. The Rambam quotes this halacha specifically in regards to Mila. So Mila, in regards to Mila, makes a lot of sense. It's a Saba ben Zayin, Saba ben Ches, and the Mila, the day of the Pris, falls out on Shabbos. So you can't do Mila Misafik because maybe it's not Chayiv in Mila. So that makes sense. The Bahag quotes his price and then adds his own words and says, but Chilul Shabbos for the purposes of protecting the child, you do. the Karmina calls seven nefashas lahakum. Megama iter behilchus mila maybe Deborah of the Pesach Halacha. Kuyanira sham gam Rav Haigrin kosev kain. Okay, so as Mishmur pointed out, so it comes out we have the Rambam and the Bahag and the Itur and the Rav Haigoin, which were all saying that Misafik, you would be Mechal Shabbos for the Tzarachim of the Tinuk, who's a Safik Ben Zayin Penches, just you won't do Mila on Shabbos for a child which is a Safik Ben Zayin Penches. Okay. Okay, that's okay. Fine. So I think that's the what I want to see here in this Bir Halacha. So it comes out the Maisa that and the end, he says, although you know, it comes out the mice of the Kiradin would come out where Michal or Saba Ben Ches would be Michal or Shabbos to protect the child. Okay, Ches, Sif Ches, Nalal Ches, or Saba Ben Zayin Ben Ches, Shalagomer Sarah Betziporno. So if it's Ben Ches, we know for sure, or it's a Suffolk, but it doesn't have the simonim of Gemar, of the Sar, and the Tziporneim. Also, the Tatzaloi. So the child is considered, it's considered like an Evan, it's not really a child, and considered like an Evan, and therefore there's an issue to tell. But Imoy Shechalov, Manitoy, Neitzar Hachalov, Shemitzara. So the mother can suckle the child without moving it because of the to allow her to relieve the pain of the milk. Or she could express the milk. Okay, Lamed Aleph Oisafik. My chardim is given this davka shidua shuben ches kagoyin shabal ball appearish on misafik metatin and koltinik. So the only way you would know that for sure it's a ben ches is we know the last date that the husband and wife were together and they have not been together since then, and we calculate based on that time. But assuming that the husband and wife have been together with regular chayi issues, there's no way to know whether it's really a ben ches, and you'd be misafik, you'd be your metatal latinic. So a woman has milk which is which she needs to express because it's painful, so she's allowed to express it with her hand. Now al ha'aretz, so she can't keep the milk because then she's doing the malach of dosh. But if the milk goes the ibud, then derech mafar kederech mafar akimah shahalach leibud. So that takes away the status of mafarik, because doing the act of being mafarik to not use that which comes out is not mafarik. That's not dosh. So the Mishabur really is saying these two has Beirim. According to the most Rishonim, the Hasbro is very simple. It's a Lachos and a Sikh Lagufa, which is not the Raisa. It's only Midarbanan. And Mokham Sar, they were Makel for the woman to express the milk. When it's Hachal Ibud. The problem is the Rambam Paskins. This din, but the Rambam Pasim Lachos and Sikh Lagufa is Chayiv. So the answer is that even though Lachos and Sikh Lagufa is Chayiv, by Mefarik specifically, doing it to not use that which is coming out, it's not the Malacha B'chla. The Malacha is to take it out to use it. in a tzarchal ibud doesn't have a shame of the malacha at all. That's the first pshat that he's saying. And that's his the same type of argument which we have in Mappas Mursa, the same type of argument. So the modern version of this is a case where a woman would need to express milk. Say if the child only takes the milk from the mother, whatever reason the child is not able to suckle well, and the mother has to help by expressing the milk. So that's a tzarech of the tinek, which is a sakana. So that's mutter. You would be expressing the milk to use it. But in a case where that's not true, but a woman needs to express the milk because of the potential concern for possibly for infection or just because of pain, etc. So they express it normally into a cup. If you put something into the cup, like soap or something like that, so as soon as it goes into the cup, it's not usable. That's the equivalent of an halacha, as if it's halacha ibud. But to express it into the cup, which is usable, and then pour it out, is too late. Because it wasn't halacha ibud immediately. At first it came out and it was ready to use. So that would be considered the malacha of dosh. It is derek mefarik, and it is the malacha of dosh. And that which you throw it out afterwards doesn't take away that. So we're makbid to be careful in that type of situation, that the woman should make sure that there's something in the cup to start with, which would make it immediately not usable. Okay. Tess. Miyashim evori havlad shenisparku machamet sar leda. So as a child comes out, goes through the whole process of is traumatic for the child, and sometimes avortim are out of place, and so we can move the parts of the body back into the right place. Mishabura lamigim miyashrim biyadayim. We do that with our hands. We'll pull the different bones into the right place. Okay, machmas tar leda. So, Kazam Agarom, the Davka B'yom later, they're still talking about the child was born on Shabbos, so therefore we need to take care of this on Shabbos. Alachakach Osir, but if it was ready after the Yom later, so then it goes into the regular questions of if this is a Chirli or not. And he assumes it's not necessarily a Chirli, which would be Sakana. Of Emes Harbe Meharbe Proiskim, Mashadeinu Chiluk Bezeb, Filacha Chirish, or Beis Chodashi Mutter. Okay, see, they do not have this issue of this all applies any time to a young child. We would have this heter. The girl learns that the Shulchan Aruch is not like the Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch is allowing it even if it's not immediately after the birth. If one of the vertebrae popped out, the kliyama also liyasha biyada chuyus shal shidra achas al chaverta the mechzi kibayna in lo biyamaleda toshi tesad lohokal af pesem. So that putting them in order seems to be more like an action of boina than just to stop putting the evorim back into place. I'm not sure exactly why. Okay. Does somebody know why there's this loud buzzing sound taking place? Svi, do you have your phone on mute?
No.
Can you please mute your phone? Okay, that's much better, thank you. Yud, mutter l'karcha bebegadov shal yis'ak mu evorov. You're allowed to wrap the child around in like a the way they wrap a child around in cloth, that therefore they keep everything should stay in place. Lamer hei shal yis'ak mu evorov brosh perk yizayin mashad afilo l'karcha k'nil yashar evorov gamkin shari l'olam. So he says not only is it mutter to maintain that which is in place, to make sure it doesn't go out of place, but you're allowed to do it in such a way which will put things back into place. Like we said before, not only is it mutter b'yadayim, it's even mutter through this process of the wrapping of the cloth. V'tam v'gemur mishum d'arche talmid b'hochi v'lavi k'masakin. It looks like masakin. Well, if this is a standard procedure, so it's not, it doesn't look like tikkun, this is, this looks like a standard procedure. So if that's the argument, in a case where they don't normally wrap him, but since something sort of moved out of place, they're wrapping him to force it back into place, so that will not be considered mutar on Shabbos. I do not understand 100% of the physical metzias we're talking about. Apparently this was not something which was considered a sakana, that you'd be allowed to take care of it. Okay, Yud Aleph. Im nafla arlas garan havlad, if the epiglottis of the child fell backwards, samutalosim etzo the sotpivu lasalika arlam and then karma abi shapamim shemeki. So you're allowed to put your finger in to put it into place. So even though in the case it wasn't a siskana, it's still going to be mutter. Even though it's causing the child to regurgitate, to vomit, it's still mutter. Mr. Berlam Avov, mutter. Because you didn't bezem Mishum Rafua, Zeruche Betinak Lipel, Aras Lashana, Bele Mexican Rafua. This is a regular standard procedure that they have with a child, and therefore it doesn't look like you're doing a maisa of refuah. I mean, even though there's no sakana involved in it, and based on issues of sakana, shouldn't be mutter, but it's a new heter because it's urche b'hachi, so there's no act of tikkun taking place, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Okay, let's hold it here. I'm going to message I'm aimed for tomorrow night to be able to have